Gemara over here on Daf with Beis Min Aleph, maybe 10 lines down, tells us another halacha about Ibur Hashanah. We've been in the middle of the sugya of Ibur Hashanah for about a blot already, but the Gemara tells us over here, Tana Rabbanon, Ein Ma'abrin Es Hashanah Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. You cannot be Ma'abr the year before Tishrei, before Rosh Chodesh, Tishrei before Rosh Hashanah. V'mebruha ein amuberes. If you will be ma'abar the shana earlier than Tishrei, then it won't be valid. Why can't you do this? So Rashi explains, because it's too early. It's going to be ma'abar the shana in Elul, in Tammuz. So people, by the time Pesach comes, no one's going to remember. So people aren't going to be careful about chometz comes Pesach time. So that's not right. It's too early. So when can you be ma'abir the shana? Only starting when? Starting Rosh Chodesh Tishrei and Rosh Hashanah. Avam ibnei adechak ma'abir noisa acha Rosh Hashanah miyad. Really, it would be better to wait closer to Nisan. Now you know you have to be ma'abir the shana. What do you mean ma'abir already in Tishrei? It's so early. But okay, if there's a dechak, then you can do it right away after Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. V'afal pichein. Even though you could do it right after Tishrei, ain ma'abrin ela Adar. The only month that we add in is a second Adar. We don't add a second Teves and a second Tammuz or a second Shvat. We don't add a second month from any of the other months. All we add in is a second Adar. That first halacha that we're not ma'abr the Shana until Rosh Hashanah, you can't do it earlier, I think is the reason, I don't know, but I would speculate that that's the reason we say on Rosh Chodesh ulechaparas Pasha in Musaf, of a Shana Muberes only after Rosh Hashanah. The meaning is not to do it before Rosh Hashanah. It's only from Rosh Hashanah on until Adar, and then we stop after Adar. You don't say, well, Chaparas Pasha. Why does it only start Rosh Hashanah? I believe, I'm just guessing, is because you can't be Ma'abir the Shana till Rosh Hashanah. So there's no Ibar Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. And then, once Adar passes, Adar Sheni passes, there's no point in mentioning Chaparas Pasha. Why do we say Chaparas Pasha in Shana Muberes? Strange minhag. Why?
Extra month, so
it's in more. Oh, so Breuer, I heard in the name of Mordechai Breuer, or Shlomo Breuer, I'm sorry. It was a sefer on Chumash called Chochma Umusar. So I heard he said that the reason is because the whole year long we waste all our time, you know, with the frivolous things. Comes the Shana Muberes, we have an extra month, and we waste the extra month. So we have more Averis than the Shana Muberes, just like he said. Oh. Anyway, so that's why we say Chaparas Pasha. So that's one halacha. You can't be Ma'abir the Shana till Rosh Hashanah. And then, even when we are Ma'abir the Shana, we only add a second Chodesh Adar. Why don't we add another month? Why can't we add another Kislev? Wouldn't it be nice? Hanukkah twice would be expensive for the parents. But why not have a second Chodesh Kislev? Why not? So Taisus gives one reason. Look at Taisus over here, David Maschel. Ein. He says, V'chol Shar Chadoshim Ein Ma'abrin. You can't be Ma'abir Kislev or Teves or Shvat, Tu B'Shvat, some people's favorite holiday, Tu B'Shvat. Why not? The 12th month, which is the month of Adar. And if you'll put stup in another Teves, another Chodesh Shvat, then Adar will be the 13th month, not the 12th. And it says in Megillas Esther that Adar is supposed to be the 12th month. The Ima Abrin Achas Mishar Chadoshim Lohavi Adar. Shneimasar. Adar won't be the 12th month. That's one reason that the Taisus Harosh brings another two reasons why we're not ma'abar any other chaydish. Why only Adar? What's so special about Adar? So one pshat Taisus Harosh gives. Look, I gave it to you over here. Ois Aleph Taisus Harosh says Mishum Debayinachi at Tishrei Shvi. He adds even more. He says we need Tishrei to be the 7th month because the pasuk says b'chaydish hashvi b'chol chaydish. Then we need Teves to be the 10th month. Because it says b'chaydish asiri hu chaydish teves, pasuk navi, and then the shvat we need it to be b'chaydish neimasar hu chaydish adar. So we can't add a shvat, we can't add a teves. So Taisus says all the numbers will be off. That's like our Taisus. So we can't add in another month throughout the calendar. Only adar. Then he gives two other reasons which are also compelling. He says inami dumi de chaydish. We should compare it to a chaydish mole. When do we add the extra day in a month? You add it at the end. Well, because there are no, we just count numbers. So if you're going to add another day, it's just going to be at the end of the month. But I guess that's the way it appears, is that you added a day. We didn't add it 2 12s. I don't know how you would possibly add 2 day 12s. But we only add the day to the month when? We add the day to the month at the end. So since we only add a day to the month at the end, we should also only add a year, a month to the year at the end, which makes sense, compelling. We should be, if you're going to add, how could you possibly add in the middle? If you add a second 12, that's called 13. Yeah, I don't know. Okay. Fine, but that's the second answer to Rosh. Inami mishum de bechaydish hasamach leNisan efshar lamed al ha'aviv. Really, when should you be ma'abed Hashanah? Ideally, is right before Nisan. Let's see. That's the main reason, as we mentioned already, that to be ma'abed Hashanah is because chaydish aviv will be off from Pesach. Won't be in the spring. It'll be too early. So we're going to ma'abed Hashanah. So since that's the main motivation that should prompt us to be ma'abed Hashanah, we should wait till Nisan, which is closest to the last month before Nisan is Chodesh Adar. Okay, so three reasons that Tosfos HaRosh brings that we are ma'abed Hashanah, specifically with Chodesh Adar. One is the numbers will be off. Two, because we should compare it to Chodesh. How are you going to make a full month by adding a day at the end? So we should add a month at the end. And number three is because that is closest to Nisan, which is really when you should really do Ibar Hashanah to begin with. We shouldn't do it in Tishrei. We should really do it later on in Nisan. Okay, those are the three reasons that are brought by the Tosfos HaRosh as to why it's only Chodesh Adar. Once we are Ma'abed Hashanah, we stoop in another Chodesh Adar. So now how many months are in the year? Is a year still 12 months, or does a year now, that year, become a year of 13 months? Meaning, is there some years that are 12 months, and some years that are 13 months? Or no, every year is 12 months, but the years that it's Hashanah Muberes is 12 months with a year plus. You follow? When we shtup in another month, does that month become part of the definition of a year for that year, or the extra month is extraneous to the year? So that's a halacha that's learned out in the Gemara Maseches Erchin from the halacha of Batei Arechayma, that it becomes part of the year for that year. The halacha of Batei Arechayma, if you don't remember from Parshas Bahar, it's just Pesukim in the Torah, is that if you have a house that you sell in a walled city, Mimaisi Yeshua Ben Nun, so you have a year to redeem that house. If you redeem the house within the year, you get it back. If you wait till the year passes and you haven't redeemed the house, you can never get it back. It's gone forever. That's the halacha of Batei Arechayma. Not to be confused with Sedei Achuz, a similar but totally opposite halacha. And that is that if you sell a field in a non-walled city, so then you have 2 years where you cannot redeem it. You can't touch it for 2 years. Otherwise, it's a joke. I'm selling you something. I'm going to get it right back next day. It makes no sense. So 2 years, you can't touch it. After 2 years, you can redeem it. Even if you don't redeem it back, there's always, you can always exchange it. You can always buy it back. Even if you don't redeem it back, you get it back in Yovel. That's called Sedei Achuza. Okay? You have 2 years where you can't touch it. Then automatically you get it back in Yovel. But the Rechaim is just the opposite. You have a year to get it back, because people wouldn't sell. That was only if they were pushed into it. But once you sold it, you can't get it back. If you don't redeem it for a year, you can't get it back. Okay, so the Pasuk says, in that context, you have 1 year to redeem it. What if they make an Iberyar? Does that give you 13 months to redeem it? Or you still only have 12, the second Adar is extraneous? That's absurd. Not relevant to year. Year means 12 months, or year means whatever length the year happens to be that given year. So the Gemara goes out of the Pasuk over there. The Pasuk says, "Ad toim shnasmim karo." Here we'll read it inside. Hamoicha bais b'batei rechayma erechan lamedafam ralef. You sell a house in a walled city. Hareze goyel miyad. You can redeem it right away. V'goyel kol shneim asar chaydish. You have 12 months to redeem it. So the Gemara says, "Masnisin deloy kirebi." This is not like Rebbe. What's Rebbe's position? Rebbe said you can't redeem it the next day. That's stupid. The Sanya, Rebbe, Omer, Yomim. Ein Yomim, Pachos Mishnayim. The Pasuk says you have to wait. Yomim, Tiye Gulasai. Days will be its opportunity to redeem it. You have to wait 2 days. Can't redeem it right away. 2 days later. Rabbanon, Hai Yomim, my Avde. What do the Rabbanon do with these days? Mi Boile, Mi Yom Li Yom. It goes from that date to the next year on that date. So if you sold it, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you have to Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the next year, not till Tishrei. You see, you might have said, kids would love this, that when are they 1 year old? When New Year's comes. New Year's comes, and I don't mean Chas V'Shalom January 1st, when New Year's comes, Rosh Hashanah comes, so now, ooh, I'm 1 year old. Are they? Yeah, 1 year has passed. You were born in, let's say, 5775. Now it's 5776. Okay, so now you're 1 year old. Let's say a kid is born in Chodesh Av, and now he comes Tishrei. Is he 1 year old? Yes, one Rosh Hashanah has passed. Is that called 1 year old? We all know intuitively that's not called 1 year old. You're 1 year old on your birthday. So the Gemara is deriving that from a pasuk. Miyom liyom, when the date arrives back at that date, not when Rosh Hashanah passes. V'Rebbe, miyom liyom, minole. How does Rebbe know that? Rebbe, you earns out miyom liyom. You have to wait 2 days before you redeem it. You can't redeem it next day. You have to wait 2 days. What does he use? Miyom liyom. How does he know then? I'm sorry that you have to wait till the next year on that date. Nafkale me'ad toim shnas mim karoy. Until a complete time is miloshon tamima, or tom, complete, or whole. There has to be a whole year. A whole year. V'rabbanon ha'humi boile shnas mim karoy shaloi v'loi shnas shal minyan olam. They learn out. What do they use ad toim shnas mim karoy for? They learn out for that same halacha. Oh, of course. That means a year from the date that you sold it, not when Shana passes. Oh, so then what do they use miyom liyom for? V'yom mi boile. A little cheshbon over here. What do they use miyom liyom for? Mi boile hu me'eis li'eis. It has to be from time to time. Meaning exactly hours. Hours. When it comes to Bata Erechayim, it goes by hours. Hours. Meaning if you sold it at 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock, you have 1 year next year on that date, 1 o'clock. My God, you know. My sister Cinderella. The ime ad time shnas mim karoy. If it's only from ad time shnas mim karoy, have amina mi yom li yom in me ace le ace loy. So I would have thought from day to day, not me ace li ace, cause of Rachmana yomim. But Rebbe me ace li ace mi nole. How does he know that has to be from time to time, meaning the hour to hour? Nafkale mi tamima. It's learned that from a whole year. I don't want to get involved in the whole cheshbon over here. V'rabbana, I mean, who learns what from what? But we'll get to the bottom line in a second. V'rabbana, ahumi boile li ibura. The Rabbana say, no, that's coming to teach me that if you're ma'abir the shana, you have an extra month that year to redeem your home. It goes from, let's say you bought it on, you sold it, I'm sorry, Rosh Chodesh Nissan at 1:30 in the afternoon. You have till next year, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, 1:30 in the afternoon. Even if it's an Ibriyar and it's 13 months in between, you have one complete year. So what do you see from this Gemara? We see that when we're Ma'aber the Shana, that becomes the definition of year for the coming year. It's not 12 months plus with an extraneous month mixed in. But a year is really done after 12 months? No, that becomes the definition of Shana for that year, as you see from Bata Erechayma. And the Gemara learns out from here to every other location in the Torah that we have the word year is used. It means year with the Ibriyar, with the extra Chayidah Shadar. That's the Gemara in Erechin on Daf Yud Ches Mabez. Okay, Lamed Alf, Lamed Alf, we saw that's true by Bata Erechayma. When you sell a house in a walled city, you have a year to redeem it. That means, including the Ibriyar, when you come back to that date next year, we even said by Bata Erechayma, it goes from time to time, hour to hour, meaning 1:30, you have till 1:30 the next year that date. But the fact that the Ibriyar is included, that the Gemara in Erechin derives from here to all other places. The Gemara in Erechin says, Yudchesim Ebeis, Tanar Abanan, Shana Amura Bekachim, Shana Amura Bebata Erechayma. What does it mean, Shana Amura Bekachim? You have a year to bring a karban, meaning many karbanos are keves ben shnasoi. That has to be a yearling, meaning less than a year old. Like the karban Pesach has to be older than 8 days. You can't bring a karban less than 8 days. And it has to be gzeres hakosuf, less than 8 days. It cannot be, many karbanos cannot be more than a year old. So when is a year up? 12 months? Or when you arrive at its birthday, the next year on the calendar, even if there's an Ibriyar in the middle, is a second Adar, it depends on the date, or does it depend on 12 months? So Shana Amur B'Kodshim, a year by Kodshim, a year by Bata Erechayma, a house in a walled city that you sold, you have a year to redeem it. Shtei Shanim Shebestei Achuza, that's the 2 years you cannot redeem a field in an unwalled city. Again, you can't touch it for 2 years. All of that goes, V'Shei Shanim Shebed Ivri, as we know when Eved Ivri is sold, for 6 years, and he goes free in the seventh year. And also, v'chein shebebein v'shebebas, the years of bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, when a person becomes a bar oinchin, 13-12, all the pan kula may ace liyes. Doesn't mean from hour to hour. What it means here is it includes the shana, the ibayor. It includes the second chaydash adar. All of them have the same definition of year, which was derived from but they were chaydash, because the post says shana tamima, a whole year. Tamima includes the chaydash, the second chaydash adar. So too, as we extrapolate to other areas where you require a year, it will include the second chaydash adar. So bar mitzvah bacher is born in Chaydash Nisan. Zion Chaydash Nisan, that's my son's birthday. So, he made it by Mitzvah. Zion Chaydash Nisan. It's supposed to be Erev Pesach, this. It's easy to remember. So Zion Chaydash Nisan, he's born, right? That year, next year, let's say his bar mitzvah year, is a Iber Yar. It's a Chaydash, second Chaydash Adar. Does he become bar mitzvah Zion Adar Beis? Or does it 12 months? Or does it become bar mitzvah the seventh day of Chodesh Nisan? Ah, but he had to wait 13 months, that 13th year. It's not fair. Want to be earlier? The answer is no. That Yishana means when it comes to Kodshim, when it comes to Steyachuzah, when it comes to Batei Rechayma, when it comes to the 6 years that an Evi works, all of them, the Chodesh Adar is counted within the definition of year. Okay?
That's, I know there's a solid band.
I didn't talk about Zayin Adar. I know all about Zayin Adar. Yes.
People born in Adar, though, that would still be, the first Adar would still constitute that, though.
We'll get to those people born in Adar. Last thing, hopefully, we'll get to today. What about the second Adar dilemma? Right. If you're born in Chodesh Adar. Anybody here born in Chodesh Adar? Good. All right. We'll now, it's a big machlekes, what do you do about Chodesh Adar? If you're born in Chodesh Adar, I don't want to confuse anybody. If you're born in Chodesh Nisan, the second Adar is included in your 13th year. What if you're born in Adar? When's your birthday? We'll get to that, okay? Fine. So that's whenever we're defining a year, the Shana Mu'uberes, the second Adar, is included in the year. The Yushalmi Masechtos Ksubis even expands this concept further. This is a kind of, you know, the Das Torah Yushalmi. But Yushalmi says like this. Yushalmi says a halacha that we know, a girl who is Nivala, before the age of 3, the Besulim come back. Her Dam Besulim come back. If she's Nivala after the age of 3, the Dam Besulim do not come back. So says the Yushalmi, Bas Shalosh Shanim V'Yoymecha, let's say she's 3 years old, and Beis Din decides to make an Iber Yar. Now they decide, you know what, we're going to have a Chodesh Mu'uberes. Do her Besulim come back for an extra month, or not?
Medically,
says the Yushalmi, yes, they do. And as you see from here, the reality of the world depends on Chazal, on Torah. We determine reality. We don't react to reality. We determine reality. Istakel b'raisa b'ra'alma, Kadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah and created the world. The world is a manifestation of Torah. Torah is not a response to the world. You see from this Yushalmi. Anyway, the Yushalmi says that not only does the Iber Yar become part of the year, even those physical manifestations that change based on that year change because we decided to declare an Iber Yar. Okay, so her Besulim will return for one extra month. Now, Rabbi said, this is only for halachas that depend on a year. For example, if a halacha that does not depend on a year, so this will make no difference. For example, we know that when a person, Loyalenu, loses a parent, so they observe Avelus for how long? 12 months Avelus, usually 11 months Kaddish. Yeah. Why only 11 months Kaddish? Because you say Kaddish to help redeem the father or the parent from the Einshim of Gehenna for those 12 months. And we never want to assume that the parent was such a Rasha that they need all 12 months of Kaddish. The Kaddish is his chus for the parent. So the parent needs every last Kaddish, you know, in order to help them get out of Gehenna. The parent was such a Rasha, it doesn't sound nice. So therefore, we only say 11 months Kaddish, 12 months Avelus. If, let's say, Rav Shechta made this point, let's say you know the father was a Rasha Marusha. So Rav Shechta said you should say Kaddish all 12 months. Because the only reason is you don't want to imply he was such a Rasha. But if you know, okay, fine. 12 months Avelus, 11 months Kaddish. What if it's an Iber Yar, a second Adar? So let's say parent passes away, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So we make an Iber Yar. So when is the Yar site? Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's a date on the calendar. But when is the when does Avelos, you know, when does Avelos end? When does Kaddish end? That's how halacha depends on months. So if it depends on months, no, then we don't include the Ibriyar. It's only when we're discussing years, then the second Adar becomes part of the year for that year. But it's not relevant for halacha that depends on months. Yes.
It's
11
months and 12 months, and not.
Yeah. It's not a year. Yes, correct. There's a controversial halacha which comes up in an Ibriyar. It'll come up this year, because this year is an Ibriyar, which is what about Parsha Zachar? We read Parsha Zachar once a year, because you're supposed to remember Zachar, Eis Asher Asol Lecha Amalek, Bederach Yisrael Mitzrayim. We read it once a year. Why don't we have to read it every day? Some people are very forgetful. Why don't we have to read it once a day? Remember? No, some people forget their head if one's screwed on. So maybe remember. No, the answer is most people don't forget things within a year. Does that depend on 12 months? Or does that depend on a year? What will be the difference this year? We're going to rain Parsha Zachar, Chayidish Adar. Bays. No, it was last year we'll have it. Last year we had the Shaila. We laid Parsha Zachar in Adar last year. I'm sorry, we had the Shaila. We had the Shaila last summer. We laid Parsha Zachar Chodesh Adar last year. When are we going to lay Parsha Zachar again? Adar Bays. Now it's been how many months since we laid Parsha Zachar? 13 months. Not 12 months. Because we laid it Adar last year till we get to Adar Bays. It'll be not 12, but 13 months. So now we have a problem.
But don't we lane it in the
front? Yeah.
Can't you just be able to say when you
lane
it normally?
So the Chsam Sofer raises this Shaila. So those who are makbid on this are to have a kavana to be yoytze parashas Zachar and parashas Kiseitze in the summertime. Anybody in a minyan, would they announce this? Yeah, some in Yonim announce it, right. So that's a major chumra for the Chsam Sofer. Only when the coming year will be in Ibriyar. Yes. So why? Because the Gemara says in Brachos, look over here, I say, Ein hameis mishtakach min alev, ela la'achar shnei matzah chaydesh. We assume forgetfulness depends on 12 months. Does that mean 12 months as months? Or does that mean a year? You know, when you get to the next cycle of last year, everybody, every year, we always forget. You know, we debate minhagim. What did we do last year? And always in the shul. Nobody remembers. Because once a year, life cycle of a year passes, already people forgot about it. So does it mean because when a year passes and you reach this point in the year again, you forget? Or does it mean it depends on actually 12 months? It's like a scientific fact that people forget things after 12 months. So what is it? So if it's halacha that depends on months, then you have to be yoytze parashas Zachar and parashas Kiseitze. But the Velt does it, it's not machmir. Those who are machmir on this. Like that's the suggestion of the Chsam Sofer. But some hold it depends on a year. When there's a year, you know, when you reach that year point of the life cycle again, you know, the year we cycle, we forget things. But it doesn't depend on months, it depends on a year, and therefore the Ibra Yor wouldn't make a difference. Yeah.
Didn't last year we talked about that Rabbi Kini Eger would say that you would do the unveiling?
Yes, 12 months, because that's when people forget. Yeah.
Also, I guess
all based on this. Yeah. Some people do the Hakamas Matseva, 12 months. You're ready to forget, beginning to forget about the Mace. So you put up a, remind ourselves, we put up a Matseva. Okay, so that's the Shiloh by the Parsha Zohar. Does it depend on months or does it depend on years? But when we're discussing years, so then the Ibriyar, the second Adar, becomes part of the year. And where is that derived from? It's derived from Batei Ori Chaima, because by Batei Ori Chaima, the Pasuk says, Ad Taim Shnasmim Karai, till the complete year has passed. Complete year means, that year means 13 months. Shanim Uberes. There is another halacha, though, that's by the Batei Ori Chaima, and that is that it has to go from hour to hour. It goes from 12:30 in the afternoon, let's say that's when you sold it, you have till 12:30 in the afternoon, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, let's say you sold it, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, 12:30. You have till 12:30, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, the coming year. Even if in the middle was a second Adar, all that, you have 13 months that year to redeem it. So, and there it goes hour to hour. What about every other time we have halacha that depends on year? So we derived from Batei Rechaimah that the Shana Muberes is included in the year. When a kid becomes Bar Mitzvah and his birthday is in Chodesh Nissan, so he has to wait that, the 13th year, he has to wait 13 months to become Bar Mitzvah. Does Bar Mitzvah depend on an hourly basis? We keep like, you know, a clock, you know, when the child's born, they write down the time. So do we have to, the birth certificate usually says the time, so we have to wait till that time, you know, till next year, in order for to declare the child the bar mitzvah, or when it comes to karbonis also go may ace liyes. Also, there's a special halacha, goes from hour to hour. Do we derive from Batei Arechaima by every halacha that depends on a year, that we go from hour to hour? You know, we calculate minutes the next year on this day at this exact moment in time? Or does it only depend on the date of next year? We don't measure hours. By Batei Arechaima, we do. By Karbonos, we do. But what about by other halachas, like by a bar mitzvah? You have to wait hours? Do we derive from Batei Arechaima that far as well? May ace lias? That's two opinions in Tosfos, in Erchin. It's a standard Bar Mitzvah Torah. Tosfos writes in Masechtas Erchin, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, B'Masechtas Nida Pirish HaRav Rav HaChanan, one of the Balei HaTosfos, the Davka B'Batei Rechayma B'Ina Me'es Li'es L'Shos. It's only by Batei Rechayma you need hour to hour. Aval Inach D'Hasam, D'Matzi L'Meimah, D'Azlinam B'Hen B'Asar Shnayim Shalem. But every other time you go based in the year, v'loy baser shnayis ha'olam, and you don't go based again. You're not 1 year old comes Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. You know, kid born in Elul, he's not 1 year old comes Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Loy ba'ina me'es li'es l'shos. Even though we derive from batei rechayim that you're not a year till that date arrives next year, we don't learn out that you need from hour to hour. That's a special halacha by batei rechayim, a special halacha by kachim, that the child cannot, the animal cannot be a year more than a year old. You measure hours. But that's the only two places that we go hour to hour. No other place.
In Megillah, they talk about it, don't they, regarding when permission would be? The argument was that...
We're going to get that. Loi ba'ina me'es li'es. The dafka hu de galile kara aval de inoch loi. It's only in those two places where we have a special pasuk, but not in the other places. But then he quotes, v'ha taisvis kazvu. This is not me writing. Taisvis quotes taisvis. So, just... not a typo. Taisus in Erechin is not the same as our type of Taisus. A little less formal. So Taisus kasvu kan hu hadin bekuhu ba'ina me'es li'es l'shos. No! All of them. Bar mitzvah also goes by hours. So if a kid is born at 7 or at 6:30 in the afternoon and it's in, you know, the summertime when that's still day, he can't put on tefillin that morning come the next year. He's got to wait until the following day. Me'es li'es. You have to wait hours to hours. But Taisus kasvu kan hu adin b'kuhu ba'inan me'es li'es l'shos the alfinan shana shana mi batei rechaima. Because we derive year from batei rechaima. That just like batei rechaima, the shana mu'beres is included, and it's not that Rosh Chodesh Tishrei you bar mitzvah. No, it comes. You have to wait till that date next year, and even the shana mu'beres. So too, you also need me'es li'es. Rabbi said, where does it say in Chumash, though, that you have to be 13 years old to be bar mitzvah? How do we know? It says Shana by bar mitzvah. It's a trick question. It never says anywhere in Chumash. 13, it's a halacha l'maishim yisinai. All of these things, halacha l'maishim yisinai, the 13 and 12. So how can you say it says Shana by Batei Rechaima and says Shana by bar mitzvah? It never says Shana by bar mitzvah. It never says Shana. It never says anything about bar mitzvah. It's all halacha l'maishim yisinai. So how can you derive Shana from Batei Rechaima to Shana by Bar Mitzvah? Doesn't make any sense. So the Shita Mekubetzes and Erechin gives two explanations for this. He says, Mashma hocha de b'chol duchto lo ba'inan shanim shleimos miyoyma yoyma hecha de gamminan shanim mi batei rechayma. The only thing, we only learn out years from batei rechayma, not the fact that it goes by hours. He says, V'teimo l'rahab al-chanan, according to that opinion in Taisvis, the Yugimu v'yoyim echa b'inan shleimos miyoyim oyoyim, that it goes me'es li'es. I guess he must have had a flipped version of Taisus. We have it, Rebbe Ochanan says you don't. He must have had it, Rebbe Ochanan says you do. So he asked, how do you get hours to hours? Either that's part of the Lachal Moshe Misinai, or it's perhaps some other source where it comes from. Maybe 20 years old, it says Shana, when you went to the army, and 20 and 13 are somehow intertwined. 20 you become a Bar Oinch, and 13 you become a Bar Oinch, and we won't get involved in that dilemma. Do you become a bar ancient at 13 or 20? But maybe 20, it says Shana is derived from 13. Blah, 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 blah. But basically what it boils down to is we learn out from Batei Rechaima that the second Adar is included in the year, and it's a machlaikas, two opinions in Taisvis. Do we derive that that just like by Batei Rechaima we go from hour to hour, so too when it comes to every other place that we need a year, we also go hour to hour. But we definitely derive from, meaning how far do we take this limud from Batei Rechaima? But everyone agrees we derive from Batei Rechaima. You have 1 year to redeem your house if you sell it in a walled city. That goes to the date next year. That includes the Shanamah, that includes the second Adar. Second Adar is included in the Ibrayah. The question is, do we take it even further and even go from hour to hour? It's a machlokes ha'poskim, had a poskim. Roiv bar meiko, by bar mitzvah. You never hear of this. Boys don't wait to put on tefillin the following day. Roiv don't hold like this opinion in Tosfos. Most hold like there's a tshuva from Rabbi Akiva Eger that we don't poskim, you need me'es le'es by a bar mitzvah. But that was a discussion that how far to take this limud from Batei Rechaim. Yeah?
The question of the bar mitzvah is the year after Shana Uber.
Correct. No. It's when the shiloh by bar mitzvah by hour to hour comes up every bar mitzvah. A kid is born.
Like you just want to count the 13 12-month periods.
You count to the 13th year. The problem is his birthday, you know, when he gets to his 13th birthday, then he's completed 13 years. The problem is, let's say he's born right before the Shkia on that day. So do you wait? Let's say a kid's born Zion Chodesh Nissan, right? Now, but he's born 6:30, right before the Shkia. I don't know what time Nissan the Shkia is. It's 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Way after the morning, you know, Tefillin, Kriyas HaTorah. Can he get an Aliyah for Kriyas HaTorah Zion Nissan 13 years later in the morning? And it's a big difference because some boys' bar mitzvah falls out on Shabbos and they want to lay and they feel like this is some big, you know, skula. If your baby yayin falls out on Shabbos and then they lay in on Shabbos and it's, you know, all the stars are aligned. Yeah, but if you're born at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, can you lay in that morning? Maybe it's too early because you haven't completed 13 years from hour to hour. Yeah.
But if that's like the question, then why wouldn't we, if we're going to define the question, like assume that we're defining years in a 12-month period, and then like kind of all those barracks from beforehand would kind of...
Well, it's not true, because by Batei Rechaima you have both phenomena. You have the fact that it goes to the date next year, not a time period. It's not hour measured in hours and seconds. It's measured in the date next year, but it has the unique halacha that it goes hour to hour. You're saying if it's time periods, like 12 months, I understand how you can go hour to hour. If it has to do with date and it's not measured in time periods, so then why should it have to do with hour to hour?
If
I could rephrase what you're asking.
Yeah.
Right, but you have find by Batei Rechaima that anomaly, that even though it's not a time period, it depends, there's a Shana Muberes that year, we include the extra month, but yet it goes to that time next year on that date.
And because it's a good thing.
That's right. So the question is, do we derive from there to all other places where we have a halacha that depends on years? Do we derive that it has to go may ace? If it's a halacha that depends on not on years, it depends on a month, everyone agrees then that hours are not included. That's the Gemara and Megillah. The Gemara and Megillah says, Minayin shein mechazvin shos lechadoshim. If you're dealing with a halacha that depends on months, again, that's a different type of halacha. It's not depend on years. He says, Ba'ad chodesh yomim atam mechashiv. We don't measure months based on hours, but we do measure years, perhaps, based on hours. That's the question by Bar Mitzvah. By Batei Rechaima, we know we do. By Karbanos, we know we do. When it comes to 1 month, halacha not. That's why by Pidyon HaBen, no one will say you have to wait till the 31st day at that hour, you know, have to wait 30 days since the baby's born, you have to wait till, May Eis Lies. Then halacha wouldn't apply to Pidyon HaBen. But, a shaila, if it applies to bar mitzvah. Okay, so we have a halacha over here that we derive from Batei Rechaima. We said when you're ma'aber the shana, we're only ma'aber in Chodesh Adar. And when you're ma'aber Chodesh Adar, that becomes part of the year. It's not an extraneous month to the year. The year is 12 months and Adar is something else. You know, something lopped on top. No, that year, Adar becomes the part of the year. And a kid has to wait for his bar mitzvah. He's born in Zion Chodesh Nissan. He has to wait that year 13 months to get to Zion Chodesh Nissan again, and that's when he becomes bar mitzvah. Shaila, if you have to wait hours to hours too. But let's say a child is born in Chodesh Adar. That's if a halacha depends on years, and he's not born in Adar. So that year is 13 months. What if a child is born in Chodesh Adar? So we know we added a month, right? We added a month to the year. But now, which one is the real Chodesh Adar? Is the first Chodesh Adar the real Chodesh Adar? And the second one is the extra one, like one opinion in Taisus HaRosh. Why do we add on Adar at the end? Because it's something, like an afterthought, like the caboose. You throw it on at the end. That was one answer to Taisus HaRosh. We always add on the months at the end because it's the end. which implies that the second Chodesh Adar is not the critical one. Or no, maybe when we add on Chodesh Adar, the first one is the second one is the real Chodesh Adar, and not the first one. Which is the real Chodesh Adar? Of course, they're both part of the year, but when you have a halacha that depends on Adar, which is the real Chodesh Adar? Yes.
So he's born the first Adar or the second Adar? Would it matter if you're born in
We'll get to Bar Mitzvah in a second, but there's other halachas that depend. Wait till we discuss the halacha, and then we'll see. We'll figure out Bar Mitzvah is going to be the trickiest
it's not
one.
Bar Mitzvah
is
anything if that happens the second.
Oh, so look. So the Gemara says in Masechtas Nedarim the following. Ice test. Koinam yayin she any time l'shana. A guy takes a neder, a recovering alcoholic. I don't want to taste wine for 1 year. Takes a neder. Nis abra hashana. And they make an ibriyor gavaldik. What my luck. He takes a nether, he's not going to drink wine for a year. And then they make an ibriyor. So he's usher, ubi ibura. Again, year means that year, means not 12 months, it means 13 months. The second Adar is included, like we keep saying. Ad Rosh Adar, let's say the guy says, I take a nether till Adar. I'm not going to drink wine. What does he mean? Ad Reish Adar Harishon, Ad Seif. So which is it? So the Mishnah says Ad Reish Adar Harishon. When a guy takes a neder till Adar, when does it mean? Till the first of Adar Rishon. If he says till the end of Adar, that's Ad Seif Adar Harishon. To the end of Adar Rishon. So which is the main Adar? A guy takes a neder and he says, "I'm taking a neder till Adar." Which Adar is it? First. So which is that real Adar? Sounds like the first. Almost says Gemara, "Stama the Adar ka'amar Rishonhu." The first Adar is the real Adar. The second one is the additional month, the blank month. It's included in the year, but that all halachas that depend on Adar would go based on the first Adar. Lema masnis and Rabbi Yehudahi. So it says maybe the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. The Sanya Adar Harishon Kaisiv. Let's say you're writing a shtar, a document in Adar. And it's there's two Adars that year. What do you write in a shtar, in a ksuba? A guy's getting married in Chodesh Adar, and it's the Adar, first Adar. Do you write Adar Rishon? Or maybe that's Adar. That's the real Adar. If you're getting married in Adar Sheni, you write Adar Sheni. But Adar Rishon, Adar is always Adar Rishon. Or maybe, no, you have to write Adar Rishon, and real Adar is Adar Sheni. So in Adar Sheni, just write Adar. So the Sanya, Adar HaRishon, Kaisiv Adar Rishon. In the first Adar, you write Adar, the first one. Adar Hasheni, Kaisiv Adar Stam. Divrei Meir. Meir says the Adar, main Adar is Adar Sheni. So Adar Sheni, just write Adar in the Star. Adar Rishon, you have to write Adar Rishon. Yehuda Omer, no. Adar HaRishon, Kaisiv Stam. Adar Rishon is the main Adar. You just write Adar. Adar Sheni, you have to write Kaisiv Tanya, and you have to write Sheni. Amachlekes, which is the real Adar? And then these two opinions are quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Machlek is Rishonim out of Paskin. Look, in Hilchas Nedarim. A guy says, takes an Adar, Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar. Say, opinion of Shulchan Aruch is, Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon. Your usher to eat this item is in Hilchas Nedarim. Your usher to eat this item till Adar Rishon. Ula HaRambam, usher Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. The Rambam Paskin is the real Adar is Adar Sheni. The Machlek is, which is the real Adar? Is Adar Rishon the first Adar? Or is Adar Sheni the real Adar? And it's again, both Adarim are included. I don't know if that's the plural, but both Adars are included in the year. The question is, when you have a halacha, it depends on Adar, which is that year Chodesh Adar, and which that year is the additional month. So it seems to be a machlekes, two opinions in Shulchan Aruch. Is it the first one or is it the second one? And these two opinions are expressed as well in Hilchas. I mean, it's in Orach Chaim, in Hilchos Tainis, but it's really a halacha having to do with Avelus. Let's say a guy is a yahrzeit on Adar. Parent passed away. We won't get involved in all the permutations. It's too much. But a parent passes away, regular Adar. The parent passes away on a regular Adar, meaning a regular year, not a Shana Muberes. So next year, though, it's going to be a Shana Muberes. Which year is the yahrzeit? Is the yahrzeit on Adar Rishon, or is the yahrzeit Adar Sheni? What difference does it make? Who cares? Many people, it says in the times of Shulchan Aruch, used to fast on a yard site. Why? Because the yard site is a day, Yom Hadin, for the family. Someone from the family died on that day, the Svarim write, and the din is metucha, is cloud hangs over the family that day, and every year that those avelim fast on the day of the yard site. Nowadays, by the chassidim, they have a suda on the day of the yard site, because they hold, always take a more optimistic view of things, that the neshama is going up in Elias in the Olamos HaElyonim, so that every year, therefore, they would make a suda on the yard site. That's what someone told me. I heard this from that after 50th yard site, there's no more yard site, because there's only 50 madregas. Olamos HaElyonim, he's gotten to the 50th one, no more yard site, because the guy had a chiyuv. He said, I have a yard site. So the guy said, how many years ago? He said, 55. He said, you don't get the amud then. He said, you're done. I never heard of such a thing. But anyway, Lamaisa, so some have a litvish, it says in the Ramah, we fast on the yard site. All of a sudden now, but chassidim, it became like a suda, mamish pumfaker, it became a suda on the yard site. Huh? Yeah, it said, but it says in Shulchan Aruch to fast. It says in Shulchan Aruch to fast. That's why Lag BaOmer is a difficult Indian, where people make a party. But some argue, even if you're right, it's the Yartzei of Shem Bar Yochai, which itself is debatable. You should be fasting. You shouldn't be making a Yartzei Tzuda. Anyway, so there's two menhagim. Chassidim generally don't fast. Ashkenazim fast. And even Ashkenazim, by the way, nowadays it's so difficult to fast, you don't really accomplish anything or not. So some don't even fast anyway. Lemaisa, okay? So what difference does it make? It says in Shulchan Aruch you would fast on that day. It says in Shulchan Aruch you would fast on that day. Rav Shechter told me, for all the years that his mother, after she passed away, he used to fast. Then he had it. Huh?
50th year came along.
No, he's not that old. So when his mother passed away, he used to fast on the yard site. But then something came up. He told me he had a shiloh about whether or not he should fast 1 year because something happened. I forgot what it was. And he asked his father, who used to be here in the yeshiva. His father said, huh? No, he passed away 2 years ago, but I remember. He was here when I was here. And Melech Shechter. So he asked him, what do you do in this situation? Do you fast or not? He said, we don't fast on yard sites. He said, you can see the background. We don't fast. I don't know. Anyway, so Shechter all the years fasted. He said, his father said, we don't fast. Anyway, okay, fine. 2 minute hug him. But it says in Shulchan Aruch you should fast. So which day do you fast? Either Rishon or either Sheni? So it's two opinions. Again, the same two opinions. Which is the real Adar? Kashi'ira Yom Shemes Aviv Ha'imo Ba'Adar V'Hashanah Muberes. They passed away in Adar. The next, this year is the Hashanah Muberes. Says the Shulchan Aruch Yis'ana Adar Beis. Like the Rambam. The real Adar is Adar Beis. V'yesh Oymer Yis'ana Berishon. The Ramah says like the first opinion in Shulchan Aruch. In Hilchas Nedarim. No, the real Adar is Adar Aleph. Unless they passed away in an Ibrayar on other bays, fine. Im loy shemeis b'shana asa Ibar b'adar sheni, does no gim l'sanas b'sheni. If they passed away, Ibrayar, adar sheni, comes adar sheni, you should fast an adar sheni. That's the real yard site. But otherwise, if they passed away a regular year, comes that year, then Ibrayar, adar rishon. Yes.
They passed away in Adar Sheni. What's Adar Rishon? What's Adar in a normal year for them?
Oh, everyone agrees. If they pass away Ibrayar, no matter what day, that already says in Shulchan Aruch. You have the phenomenon like this: a boy is born first day. One boy is born the 30th day Adar Rishon. No 30th day. 29th day Adar Rishon. A boy is born. 2 days later, a day later, boy is born first day, Adar Sheni. Who's older?
Second.
The first one. First one's older.
His birthday.
Comes the next year, or comes the Bar Mitzvah year. Either it's only a regular year, Shana Pshuta. There's no Adar Sheni. The one who's born on first day, Adar Sheni, his Bar Mitzvah's first day, Adar, because there's only one Adar that year, and the other one who's born on the 29th, is his Bar Mitzvah's... 28 days later. Sifin Shulchan Aruch. Yes. When you have either whatever happens in an Ibrayar, when it comes back to a Shana Pshuta, everything gets lumped in together. Okay, but let's say that happens on a Shana Pshuta, and now the yard site, we're dealing with Shana Muberes. Which other do you celebrate it in? Two opinions in Shulchan Aruch. And the Rama says, Umihu, Yesh Machmirim Lisanas Bishneim. Some of the minute to fast on both days. Both days. And the Gra likes this opinion. Because he says, you know why? Both are really Adar. There, some hold one first Adar is the Adar. Some hold second Adar is the Adar. The Gra says the truth is both are Adar. Both are Adar. So therefore, let's say a boy is born. We'll get to it in a second, okay? Both are Adar. Why should both be Adar? Because our boy said, which month do we celebrate Purim in? Adar Sheni. Why do we celebrate it in Adar Sheni? It's this year. Why do we celebrate Adar Sheni? Oh, in order, says the Gemara, to put, if you're not familiar with this halacha, look at the Gemara of Avim Abayis, Karos HaMegillah Adar Rishon. They read the Megillah Adar Rishon in this Abra Hashanah. Then they declared an Ibrayar. Karin, I sub Adar Sheni. You got to read the Megillah again. Adar Sheni. Ain't been Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, but nonetheless, there is no difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, Ela Kriyas HaMegillah Matanas Lev Yonim. That's it. What else is there? That's Purim. All right. You can drink the other day? What does it mean? There's no, what it means is, in Hesped Vitaina Shoven, there's no Tachnun, as everybody knows. It's like Gemara, Pesach, Purim, and Adarishin, and Shushan Purim, too. Sif and Shulchan Aruch, Yudaud and Tesvav, in both others, no Tachnun, no Avarachnun. Okay? Fine. We got it. Both are Purim. Both are, you celebrate. No Hesped and Tainus on either one. Why then do we read the Megillah on the second Adar? Mismach Geula LeGeula. In order to put together adjacent, which is a whole topic in Machshava, the Geula of Purim, adjacent to the Geula of Pesach. Fine, we want them to be adjacent to each other, not separated by a month of Adar Sheni. We have Purim and Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni is garnished, and then Pesach, we don't want that. We want Purim adjacent to Pesach. So, but what do you see, says the Gra? The only reason we celebrate Purim and Adar Sheni is why? Gula v'gula, a secondary, a zaitik, a concern, extraneous concern. Nothing, not fundamentally. It's not that one is Adar and one isn't Adar. What are both? Both are Adar, says the girl. So therefore, says the girl, since both are Adar, the person who Nebuch has a yard site, Adar Pshuta, and then it falls out, and Adar Shana Muberes, he's got to have what? Two yard sites. He's got to fast twice. You know why? Because they're both Adar. Your Tachnun comes back to bite you. Right? You got out of Tachnun, but now if never a person has a yard side, he has to fast both days. Yeah, that's what the Gra says.
People prefer that.
Yeah, they prefer it, yes.
Well, according to the Gra, just to do everything twice? I mean, like, I don't know what else they were
There's nothing else.
There's nothing else to do twice?
No. No Taina. No Tachnun.
No, I mean, it's like the
No, it means the mitzvahs of Purim. Matanis of Yainim, Shalach Manis, that all go together. Kriya Megillah, all other bays.
And fasting would be both.
Yes, but the Isra has been in Tainis on Purim, would be on both.
Isn't there a must speak about Purim Katanasa?
Would be on both, yeah. So 1 minute, Rabbi said, when then, now we get to the last Shiloh. What about a boy who's born Shana Pshuta? Now his bar mitzvah Nebuch is he's born in Adar, Zayin Adar, it's the most school of the birthday over here. Moshe Rabbeinu, Zayin Adar. And now comes Shana Muberes. When's his bar mitzvah?
Two.
You would say two. But when can he get an aliyah? Writes the Ramah. Mi shenoled ba'adar v'nasa bar mitzvah b'shnas ha'ibur, ein anasa bar mitzvah ad'adar ha'sheni. Until Adar Sheni. It's funny, because the Ramah said, when is the real yard side? Adar Rishon, it's funny. So some say, the Pshat in the Ramah is, he's going to Chumrah. Really? Both are his birthday. But we all know which is the Iker one. So what do you do? There's really 2 days. What do? You have to be Machmir that what? He can't get an Aliyah till Adar Sheni. But if Shechter argues in his Sefer, he should, when should he start putting on Tefillin? With the bracha, even those who don't have the 30 days before, you know, some have that minig of putting on tefillin 30 days before. Even if you don't have a minig of putting on tefillin 30 days before, every bach or bar mitzvah whose birthday is an Adar must start putting on tefillin by the first Adar Rishon. You have to go to Chumrah in both directions. So you go to Chumrah. Maybe it's the first Adar Rishon. He's got to start putting on tefillin then. Maybe it's the second Adar. He can't get an Aliyah or he can't celebrate his bar mitzvah until Adar Sheni. We're not sure, because both are really his birthday. So which is the Iker? We don't know. They're both Adars. They're both birthdays. So Lechumra, Lechumra. He has to go over here, Lechumra. Then he has to start putting on tefillin early. And he has to go here, Lechumra. He can't celebrate his bar mitzvah until Adar Sheni. Because perhaps, in fact, both are Adars. That's the pshat. If, let's say, he's bar mitzvah, and you get into funny permutations. If his bar mitzvah, he was born in Adar Iber Yor, then his bar mitzvah is probably, then we understand why it's in an Iber Yor. But let's say he's born in too many permutations get confusing. Okay, Rabbi says, what we learned is the second Adar is part of the year. Question if we learned that from Batei Rechaim, do we learn out hours to hours too? But when we include the second Adar in the year, we had somewhat of a machlokes, somewhat on clarity as to which is the main Adar. Okay,
who said it has to be machlokes?